Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. I'd like to make a couple of announcements before I introduce my special guest for today. As you know, I've been holding meetings locally, Law of Attraction meetings, and I just moved them to be online video conferencing meetings. I'm very excited about this because I get a lot of emails or Facebook messages or texts saying, I'd love to come to your meeting, but I live in Oklahoma or I live in England and I can't attend. So I've decided to move all of my meetings online. That way, anyone, anywhere in the world can attend right through their computer. The regular Law of Attraction group meets on Monday evenings, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I have my No Limits Living, How to Manifest What You Want in Your Life courses that are being held on Thursdays. Tomorrow, Thursday, the course is being held at 1 p.m. And the following Thursday, it will be at 8 p.m. You can go to my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com to find out all the information. You'll have places there to click for Law of Attraction meeting or for mentoring groups. Today we have a very special guest. Her name is Katie Beecher, and she does medical intuitive readings. She's also a medium, and she believes that everyone can be taught to connect with his or her intuitive abilities, and that we all have the answers we are searching for inside of ourselves. She loves teaching people to connect with his or her intuitive abilities, and that's one of her very main goals. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you. You know, one of the things that I always say to my clients when they first start, or even before I start, when I'm talking to them on the phone, is that all their answers lay inside of them. And that I'm just there to facilitate, to be able to guide them. So our philosophies go together, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted you on my show.
Great. I feel that way as well.
Good. Tell us a little bit about how you came to do what you do now.
Yes, it's not the normal course of work. Well, there's two parts to what I do, the medical and the intuitive part. The intuitive part came from a very young age, and I'm not even sure when it started. I always remember being able to pick up on people's feelings and on what was going on, and being an observer of, especially adults, you know, when you're young, you're mostly surrounded by adults, and I always knew sort of what people were going to say or what they were thinking or things like that, and I always felt, and I was always told that I was more mature for my age than other kids. And so I thought that was pretty normal. I didn't realize there was anything different about it. Then as time went on, I realized that I was sensing spirits. And that's the only way I can really explain it. But I was feeling things that other people didn't seem to feel, or just sensing things that weren't apparently there. And they weren't necessarily, sometimes it was pretty benign, but a lot of the times it felt very negative. And it was, a lot of the time it was in my own home, like it was very terrifying to go to sleep at night. But I was also picking this up, you know, when I was out. I just have this propensity for being able to pick up negative and evil and things. And I never really told anyone about it because I didn't feel comfortable. No, I didn't feel like I had anyone to talk to about it. And it was just so scary, and I pushed it away. And so for many years, I just didn't really want to deal with it. Then when I was I grew up in a very dysfunctional home environment, and as a result of that, I developed eating disorder, bulimia. So when I was 16, I called the family doctor without telling my parents or anyone and said that I needed help, which not a lot of teenagers do. So I feel very fortunate, and I also feel like that didn't come from me. It was a real gift that I was able to do that. So I was directed to a therapist who practiced in Jungian psychology. And I don't know if you're familiar with Jungian psychology or not, but the Carl Jung very much believed that we had the answers within ourselves. And this is what started me thinking on this philosophy. But I really feel that the bulimia was a gift because it helped me to figure out who I was, and it helped me to separate from my family unit. And it also helped me to figure out that I needed to be myself and not conform to what other people wanted me to be or think or feel. And the other thing that Jungian psychology does is that it helps you to come to terms with all of the parts of you, even the parts you're afraid of. So it helped me to also come to terms with the psychic ability parts of me, if you will, and right. things like that. And he actually was very interested in the occult and astrology and things. So it really fit, you know, the way I was thinking. And I was always interested in nature, and my mom was a nurse, so, you know, we grew up talking about bodies and things like that. And I ended up going to school to be I started out going to school to be a doctor, but I ended up being a psychologist. And I went that route. And then in my late 30s, I guess, my family and I went through some difficult times, various different things. And I just felt like a different person and didn't really know where I was going in my life, and nothing seemed right. And so I was always interested in the mind-body connection and how stress affects your body physically. And I read a book by Mona Lisa Schultz, who is a very well-known medical intuitive, and there was a workshop nearby, so I took a three-day workshop with her. And by the end of the first day, she said, you know, I don't know what you do for a living, but you're really good at this. And so it got me interested in taking trainings with her, and fortunately, I've been doing that ever since.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, having gone, you said something about that the bulimia, you're thankful for it now, even though it was such a horrible thing for you to have to suffer at that young age. And having gone for help all by yourself, I mean, that's amazing to me. It was like you had that strength, that courage. It came from somewhere. And that was really something else that you did there, going by yourself to go get help. Usually kids are dragged into places by their parents who don't know what to do with them. So
right.
I think that that's admirable that you would do that. But I think it's even more important that you call it a blessing, in the sense that it did make you who you are, and it took you to a place where you had to look at yourself and look at who you really are. And that's what we talk about this in the show, authenticity. And what you said about being able to accept all parts of yourself, even the ones that you may not like or that other people may not like or you think are weird or ugly or whatever word you want to use, having taken that path and being able to accept your entire self, that's really quite amazing and quite a blessing. And I know that that's part of what you do, you know, to help other people.
Right. And it was very, a huge turning point in my life, because I was so unhappy with myself and hated myself so much that I had decided either I was going to end my life or I was going to get better. And I was very close to my mom's parents, my grandparents, and I was thinking about how they would feel, you know, if I wasn't around anymore. And I really feel like their strength is what helped me find the courage to call the doctor. And but it really was a divine intervention. It wasn't me at 16. There was another gift there, and
right.
and I've always believed that I was supposed to use that to go on and help other people, you know.
Right. It is exactly what you've done. So I know that you love being able to connect people with their intuitive self. And myself, I always was intuitive ever since I was a child. When you were talking about your childhood, it reminded me of me. I would think of things happening, and then they would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I never told a soul. And
right.
as I grew up, I always, and I became a grown woman, I remember if I met someone, I could read them. And I remember meeting my kids' teachers and telling my husband at the time, that teacher's going to give us trouble. And he'd be like, all you did was see her for 5 seconds. And I'm like, you mark my words. And sure enough, that would happen. And so
right.
as I became a life coach quite a few years back, I become even more and more intuitive. So sometimes it's kind
right.
of scary. And I'm like, I wish I didn't know so much. But I've learned
right.
how to use this gift and live my life in an easier way for me, a better way for me. So what's the first thing you do, or how do you bring this gift out in your clients? And how, first of all, how do you get them to accept, hey, I am intuitive and I want to grow this gift and not be so scared? Because it's kind of a scary thing.
It is a scary thing. It's very scary at first because it feels odd. And one of the ways it first came out in me is when I was doing counseling, I would do role plays with people to try to connect them with their, I would call it God within. And if you are able to talk to a loving part of yourself, you never feel alone. So, and that's a lot of how I recovered. So I was trying to teach them to connect with that part of themselves. And if they weren't able to, I would sort of do a role play and act as that loving part. And so I started doing that with them. Sometimes I would actually start to channel, like, their loved ones, which freaked me out. And it was it did not feel natural. It was, and then at the same time, it did feel natural. So, you know, and I would start to tell them things like things about their loved ones or explain scenes in their house, or and they would get freaked out. So, you know. It was weird. In that process, we would talk about how they could do that, you know, how they could connect with their intuitive selves. And so the first thing that I try and tell people is that everyone does have, you know, it's very easy to listen to those parts of ourselves that say you're ugly or you can't do this or why bother? You know, we all have those negative voices, but you know, what about the voices that say you're awesome and you can do this and you are capable and you look really nice today or things like that?
Yes.
And when you point that out to people, they say, oh, well, okay, yeah, you know. And it's like, why do you always have to listen to the negative? And either way, you know, you're listening to something. So why not listen to the loving parts of yourself? And, you know, that's the first step in listening to your intuition. And your intuition will always steer you in the right direction.
Yes, yes. I love that. I love that. Why don't you listen to the loving part of yourself? That's brilliant because rather than, I always tell my clients, you know, start changing your thoughts so that you're not having these negative thoughts about yourself. But what a different way to put it. Don't even listen to that. Listen to the positive things about yourself. You do look pretty today, or, you know, you did ace that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well. It's there too, you know.
That's true. That's true. Hopefully it's there too. Some people, I know I have some people that I've coached that are to the point where they rarely hear the positive, but most of us, it's there too. Yeah. That's good.
True.
I love
and when
that
happens, I try and help them to think of somebody in their life who has loved them a lot, like a grandparent or something, and help them to think of what would that person say to you. So if they can't feel it from themselves, help them to think of an external source.
Right. Or things that people have said to them, compliments. One of the exercises I use sometimes with my clients that that are having difficulty saying things and thinking good things about themselves, I make them get a little notebook, just a tiny one,
mm-hmm.
and write down every compliment mm-hmm. everyone ever gives them, you know, for the
yep.
next 2 weeks or whatever, then bring it to the coaching session. By the time they bring it to the coaching session, they read it to me, they're beaming because
yep,
they haven't
exactly.
even paid attention that people are paying them compliments and they don't even hear it because
exactly.
all they're hearing is their own negative voice inside. We're going to go to commercial break, and we will be right back talking to Katie some more about how to tune into yourself.
Get the answers to your fibromyalgia and chronic pain. At Upper Cervical Institute of Florida, we provide you with a safe, effective, and natural approach to restoring your health and regaining your life. Dr. Jean Pierre will find the cause instead of masking the symptoms. The NUCCA procedure is gentle, effective, and affordable for everyone. Call during the next 15 minutes and your consultation is free. Call 561-409-3594. Pick up the phone and call now. 561-409-3594.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio with our guest, Katie Beecher. She teaches people how to tune into their own intuition. And I think it's a fascinating subject. She says all of us have that intuition inside of us that we can tune into. Katie, tell us a little bit about what authenticity plays in all of this.
Well, I guess, could I explain as well how I do the work that I do?
Of course, yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Great. It all ties in. When I am contacted by a client, which is usually word of mouth, or I work with people all across the country, I have usually just a name and an age, and I do a report very detailed about their life and their emotional life and their physical life, and then I do a symbolic body drawing, little symbolic body painting with different information about themselves. And people, usually their first reaction is usually, you know, I'm blown away, oh, my God, how did you know this and everything. And I can't really explain it, but what that does is it helps me to establish trust with people because they feel like if I know or am able to discern that much information about them, then it helps them to say, you know, there's got to be something to this that I need to listen to. And mm-hmm. some of it's validation, and some of it's also identifying things that they had suspected but weren't really in touch with or things like that. So that gets the process started. And then we use all that information to talk about the issues in their life that they are having trouble with, and then look at, you know, what may be causing these things, like relationships that are a problem, or behaviors, or childhood issues, or you know, all sorts of things cause physical and emotional symptoms that sort of linger. And what I have found a lot of it gets down to is if you're not being true to yourself, if you're not mm-hmm. saying what you need to say in your life, if you're not in a job that you're happy with, you know, if you're staying in a situation that doesn't make you happy and you're not addressing it within your, you know, to yourself, never mind addressing it in the outer, you know, in your outer world,
mm-hmm.
that causes so many physical symptoms, you know, and emotional symptoms. And
Absolutely.
So authenticity really is the key. And I don't know why it's so hard for people. It's easier to hide behind something that we're not, unfortunately. But when we're, you know, when we're authentic, we don't need the physical and emotional symptoms.
Right, right. I would say that it's difficult for people because we can be afraid that people won't like us for who we are. We have been trained,
oh, sure.
at least I was, from childhood, that we have to be a certain way, act a certain way, dress a certain way, speak a certain way, et cetera, to be accepted. And that's
oh,
for society. That's where commercials come from. You know, you have to have this kind of hair, this kind of waist, this kind of whatever. So being bombarded with all that from the time that we can that we exist, really, watching
Absolutely.
TV from the time that we exist, that's where we get that idea that we're not enough. And I agree with you, as you begin to, first of all, find who your authentic self is. That seems to be the most difficult problem
right.
for my clients. I don't know if you have that, Katie. They don't even know who they are.
Right.
And so
right.
they have to dig down and find out, now, who am I? And
right.
how do I begin to speak from who I am to everybody? And that's why I call the show Dare to Be Authentic, because it's not always an easy process.
It's
you
very
know, people,
difficult. It's the most,
yeah.
Right. Right. One of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life was recover from bulimia. Absolutely.
Mm.
And I'm
and
like
so,
I said, I feel
yeah.
very fortunate, but it was extremely difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. And being able to show people who you really are is very scary, especially as they begin
right.
to not be so happy with who you are. They liked who you were before, who really wasn't
right.
the real you. So,
exactly.
So it's like a catch 22. Okay, well, they were supposed to like me because I was this way, but I'm really this way, so now what do I do? So,
and
people
I
who
found that a lot. I found that a lot of people, and the older you get, the less you care about what people think. That's the way
uh-huh.
it should be. But the more that I've become myself and the more I've spoken out, the more people I've alienated in some ways, but they're people that needed to be alienated.
yes.
And the more you realize who really cares about you, you know.
Yes.
So it does change your life, but you end up with a situation better than you ever could have expected.
That is true. And speaking about the people that have been alienated, because I've had the same thing happen in my life, as you alienate those people, you also draw other people who are going to accept you
right.
for who you really are. And that's the
exactly.
good news, because the scary part was, oh, my gosh, I'm alienating all these people. And for me, it came a time where, you know, I lost, like, I had no girlfriends. I made 5 girlfriends, and then I lost them all, like, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, I am all alone again.
Right.
But, you know, they weren't. They didn't want to know who I was. They didn't want the true me, and that's why
mm-hmm.
they had to be alienated. And then I began to grow. I began to
okay.
draw people who are like-minded, who are like me, and not that everybody's exactly like me. That would be too boring, but who accept me for who I am. And that's
exactly, and also when you start to change, people don't know what to do with that. And they look at you like, you know, I've had people tell me, well, you're crazy now, or you're whatever,
mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, I'm just myself, and I'm sorry if you don't like the fact that I'm speaking out or that I have something to say or that I'm finally telling you that your behavior is not acceptable or something like
yeah.
that. But it's just the way it is. And, you know, I'm actually a nicer, kinder person being myself than I was, because if you have to hide behind something else, you're not happy and you're frustrated, and it just doesn't make for a good life.
Absolutely, and I was angry. I was very angry,
exactly.
and I am a nicer person, although I always was nice to
right.
everybody because I wanted to be liked, so I was especially nice to the point where I let people run all over me, you know.
Exactly.
But inside, I was not happy. I was frustrated, like you say, and I was completely unhappy. That was the main thing. I just
exactly.
couldn't find any happiness. And, well, once I started to look inside and find out who I was and become
exactly.
that person and allow myself to be that person, and it was okay to be that person.
And I have all these people who come to me with, you know, autoimmune disorders and injuries and all these things and, you know, cancer and stuff, and they're all like, why is this happening and why does it keep reoccurring? And when we get down to the real issues, so much of it is just you're not being true to yourself. You know, it's not their fault,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not saying that at all, but it's
right.
you're creating these energy situations in your body that are self-destructive. And
mm-hmm.
one of my main jobs, and I love it, is to help people figure out how to undo that and how to live in a way that their bodies can be healthy and their minds can be healthy.
Right. Very good. And how to even acknowledge and be aware that they have these self-destructive behaviors.
Right.
You know, being able to be aware, awareness, I think, is number one. If you're not aware you
Definitely.
Have a problem, you can't do anything to, you know, to take care of it. And so,
definitely. And when I when I'm, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, when you went for help as a young girl, I mean, you were pretty much a child, even though you were a teenager,
oh, yeah.
you were a child. You were aware there was a problem. You didn't know
right.
what was going to happen, but you were aware and you went and sought help.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, and I'm working with these people and I'm able to point out all these things about their life without even knowing them or talking to them, and they're blown away. It actually, it really helps give them the courage to talk, because when you go to a normal therapy session, it takes so much time to reveal yourself and to get all this information out in the past. And, you know, here I come to them with these, with all these pages of information, basically telling them their whole life story. And I always warn people, I said, we're going to get really personal really quickly, you know, because I already know
I
a lot about
you.
And by the end of the, you know, the hour, they're like, wow, okay, I've never told anyone any of this stuff or some of this stuff, and you already know it, and, you know, this is really
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, right, I already
really
know it. I can't hide it. That's pretty cool. That's
exactly.
pretty cool.
Exactly.
There's no hiding from Katie. Don't not scare anybody away.
I know.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that.
I know. Well, you didn't have to say it because I knew, so there. So
exactly. Oh, that's
it's
funny.
Great.
Very funny.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful work, and I feel very, very blessed, and I have wonderful clients. I really do. They're some of the most terrific people. So I feel very blessed.
Fantastic, Katie. So I don't want to run out of time. I'd like you to tell everyone how to get a hold of you, your website, phone number, however they can get a hold of you, anything special you have going on.
Okay. My website is www.katiebeecher. It's K-A-T-I-E. BEECHER.com. And I am on Facebook at Katie Beecher Medical Intuitive. And my phone number is 860-304-6991. And my email can be found on any of those, but it's KatherineBeecher@gmail.com. And I don't have anything immediately, but I am going to be doing an intuitive painting type workshop coming up in
mm-hmm.
Westfield, New Jersey, because I also do intuitive sort of soul interpretive paintings for people as well, and some examples of that are on my website on the Facebook page too. So we're
very nice.
Setting that up, but we don't have any. Thank you very much. We don't have any chat. Yeah, I'm a professional artist as well, so I sort of combine the two, some art therapy and
Fantastic.
Stuff. Fantastic.
Yeah. Beautiful. I have to go look at all those. Great. So Katie, as you're winding down the show, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? Maybe someone who has struggled the way you have or the way I have, that we kind of know things, maybe since the childhood, we think we're weird. You know, we thought we're weird. What's going on? Don't want to tell anybody because they might put us in the insane asylum. You know, the men with the white
right,
jackets will
right.
come. But what can you say to someone who might be listening right now and has struggled with something like that?
Well, I think the main thing is, first of all, if you feel down, anything like that, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and things do get better. So please don't give up, because if I had given up at age 16, I wouldn't be here, and I would have been missed out on a really pretty great life, you know. So please don't give up. And also, there's an awful lot of people who have this gift or whatever that I have, and there's an awful lot of very sensitive people out there who pick up on all kinds of emotions from other people, and it's hard. It's a gift as well. There's a book out there called The Highly Sensitive Person, and I would totally recommend it for anybody who is very sensitive or who has any of these feelings or anything like that, because it will help you to understand a little bit more about yourself and might be able to connect you with other people who feel the same way. There's Facebook groups and things, and you know, you're not you're not all that weird, you know. There's a lot of people out there, so.
Thanks so much, Katie. Thanks for being on the show. We're totally out of time, and thanks for those listening. We'll be back next Wednesday, 12:30 p.m.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.